Hey, welcome back. Today I'm focused on withitness. No, we're not talking about the latest fads and fashions, dude. No, we're talking about the teacher's ability to recognize what's going on in the classroom, what's going on with the kids, being in tune with their spidey sense. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids!
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? Check us out there. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Hey, in the book Classroom Management That Works, Research-Based Strategies for Every Teacher, ASCD 2003, written by Robert Marzano, Jana Marzano, and Deborah Pickering, the reader is introduced to the thought that a classroom teacher needs a specific mental set, a way of thinking about their interactions with kids. There's some awesome research that goes into this concept, and I encourage you to look at it more in depth. But my purpose is to talk to you, the practitioner, about what that mental set is and why we need to be aware of it. Let's identify that mental set. According to Marzano, it is comprised of two components, withitness and emotional objectivity. I'm going to break this discussion into two episodes, so today we are focused only on withitness. Let's take a closer look at how these play out in the role of the teacher. First of all, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but teachers don't work in isolation, unbeknownst to people outside our profession who for some reason just think that all you have to do is put kids in front of a little box, an electronic box, and that everything's just fine, and that's all you really need in a classroom. Teachers don't really work in isolation. They work with kids. They have a classroom full of kids, and many of them have multiple classrooms full of kids. You know, these kids are from all ages and backgrounds. The kids come with all types of emotional and behavioral baggage, some of it predictable, some of it not, some of it positive, and some of it not. They cannot escape who they are. Put this into the classroom with the adult who is the teacher, and you can have an interesting mix of interactions, especially if the teacher doesn't have good skills in interacting with the kids. Have you ever heard that you need to have eyes in the back of your head, or that you need to be bulletproof or Teflon? You know, nothing sticks. Well, this is where those sayings come from when talking about teaching kids or working in a classroom. So let's get more specific. So today, I'm focused out of the mental set just on withitness. Before we go any further, I got to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being in tune with the latest fads or fashions. Dude, no. I mean, we're talking about being in tune with the kids. It's a whole nother thing, right? Your antennae are twitching, or your spidey sense is tingling. Oh, come on now. I'm a Spider-Man fan. Any comic book fans out there? Spider-Man always had this little sense that kind of like a spider when crawling across the surface, you go to swat at it. You know, when it's crawling across your countertop and it jumps out of the way, or it quickly avoids your hand. You know, that's what that was all about, right? That it could sense something coming from behind it. Well, you know, we all have this type of spidey sense when it comes to dealing with the kids. So if your antennas start twitching or your spidey sense is tingling as the kids enter the class or while they're working on something, your brain is saying, you know, hello, listen to me.
something is not quite right. Have you had that feeling? If you have, then you probably were right. Something was not right. As I've worked with teachers who struggle with classroom management over the years, one of the issues often at hand is that they either ignore this sense or they don't turn it on. Whether it's ignoring or not turning it on, that's not good. In the words of a famous television robot from the past, Danger, Will Robinson. Oh, come on, you know that TV show, don't you? Please humor me just a little. Not paying attention to the behaviors of your students can lead to a total disaster in the classroom. It is one of the reasons that you have to work on not being distracted as the kids enter your class. By the way, it's one of the main reasons why you should be at your classroom door as the kids enter your classroom. You want to say hi to each and every one. You want to see what type of response you get. You want to see what interactions you are getting. Okay, so let me give you a specific example. So you're standing at your door and you notice that Steve and Jerry, who are best friends, they're always laughing or goofing around in the hall and they always enter the classroom together. But not today. Today they enter separately. Matter of fact, Steve waits until Jerry has been in the class and sits. And then Steve comes in and sits away from Jerry, not next to him where they normally sit. Feel that spidey sense tingling? Something wrong is going on. What do you think? Well, if you don't notice that something's going on, if you don't make note and address that weird feeling you're getting, you might end up with a fight in your classroom. Matter of fact, who knows what's really going on between Steve and Jerry? And if you don't try and figure that out because you know that something is totally wrong here, this is not how they normally act. They normally are best buds. They're together. They're totally annoying because they're together. And today, something is strange in our land. How about, here's another example. How about Rhonda enters a class looking at the ground? She goes straight to her seat, not talking to anyone. She then puts her head down, making sure that no one sees her eyes. If you are paying attention, you need to check this out. Because if you leave her alone, or if you have noticed nothing about her, nothing's different, you might suddenly have to deal with crying, sobbing, or total disengagement from the class. This is why when you stand at your door, you're not distracted, you're not over in the corner working on your computer, you know, doing something on the online or taking notes or dealing with something else, you know, whatever at your desk. You know, you're over at the door and you start talking with the kids as they're coming in. Suddenly, you know, you get that little tingly sensation going, something's going on here. You get to recognizing when your brain is saying, hello, hello, pay attention, something's going on. I mean, did you ever see Back to the Future? McFly, McFly. It's pounding at your head. Come on, wake up. Pay attention to Steve and Jerry. Look at Rhonda. Hello. Going back to Rhonda, if you speak to her and she ignores you, then you need to follow up without being demanding. And you definitely don't want to ignore her. You know, because sometimes that's the mistake that teachers make. When they're lacking in wittedness, one of the things that happens is that they think that the kid's just being disrespectful. They demand that they listen to me now. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. And then they look at you and you notice that, oops, those eyes are pretty red. Teaching is not just working with delivering content. It is about working with kids, which means that they have emotions and behaviors that need to be addressed. Otherwise, you may spend most of your time with a classroom disruption or worse, a situation that you could have de-escalated, handled, or solved before it burst into something else later in the day. Here's another thought. Sean and Javier are glaring at each other across the classroom. If you ignore this or simply don't see it, then it is quite possibly something that will erupt when your back is turned. Javier gets up, crosses the room, and hits Sean. You know, because he's stuck in his seat. Wow, now you truly have a mess. You might have been able to avoid because you noticed something was wrong. By the way, these episodes are not always negative, but they still need to be addressed. Sue comes bouncing into the room with a great big smile. Don't ignore that either. especially if, you know, this is rather unique for Sue. Maybe, you know, here's an example. Maybe she has just read a text that's from her mother that says that her father, a U.S. Army officer, is returning home from war. He has been gone for over 18 months. Think she will be focused on class? Probably not. Talk with her so that you know what is going on. She may need to leave class to call home, or maybe just wants to talk with an adult or someone who will listen about how excited she is. That spidey sense would have caught that. Said, something's going on. If you were standing at the door, you could have had a discussion with her. She was entering because you saw her coming down the hallway, which normally, you know, Sue may have a smile on her face, but today she's got an extra bounce in her step, and you say, hey, Sue, what's going on? Boy, you look awfully happy. Look at that wonderful smile you've got. Something good must have happened, didn't it? You engage her in a conversation, because then that way you find out. And just like I said before, she may need to go to the office so she can use her phone and call her mom and say, hey, tell me more, what's going on, so that she's not disengaged from the classroom. Sometimes events build during a class. Take a look at this example. Freddie has divided the class into small groups. He's a science teacher, and they're working on some sort of science lab. He is engrossed in a conversation with two of his kids at their table, so much so that he does not hear a rather angry barrage of curse words hurtled from one table partner to another. He is so out of touch with his class that he misses two of his students stand and quickly shove one another. It is only a student getting his attention. Hey, Mr. Fred, look! That makes him realize that there is an issue. By the way, very real and not exaggerated, this whole situation. I actually came to the rescue. How could you be that disconnected from what the kids are doing to not realize that two of your kids are about to get into a fight? Well, withitness is a learned behavior. You have to pay attention to what the kids are doing and how they are interacting. You have to notice when the air is thick and there's a tingle that makes you wonder what is truly happening. One way to get better at developing your withitness is to stand at the door and talk with the kids as they enter your class. By the way, it works when you are on duty. You know, in the cafeteria or at the bus ramp. It works when you are walking through the halls or supervising an athletic event. Take time to think about how in tune you are with the kids and their behaviors. How good is your withitness? I challenge you to spend time paying better attention to your spidey sense. Next time, we will focus on the second element of Marzano's mental set of teachers, emotional objectivity. Take care.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.